The tiny vehicle parked in a courtyard in northern Johannesburg looks like a cross between a car and a motorbike, or a big blue golf cart. It gets its name, Tuk Tuk, from the sound its engine makes. It clatters tuk 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 like an oversized lawnmower. Driver Alan Bungie's royal blue Tuk Tuk is soon part of a wave of heavy traffic in Sandton, the booming heart of Johannesburg's financial district. The Tuk Tuk is enclosed in metal and plastic. There's a single seat for a driver in front, with room for two or three passengers in the back.
As far as the mechanics go, it's about 275 cc's of pure power, of raw power.
Bruce Cowie is manager of Shesha Tucks, one of several firms now running fleets of Tuk Tuks in Johannesburg, as demand for cheaper short-distance transport swells.
It's 45 k's top speed. I think I've seen them do 60, but no more than that. But if you try and take a corner at 60, then it might flip.
Tuk Tuks aren't fast, but they zip through traffic jams, quickly getting passengers to their destinations, although they struggle up hills.
The Tuk Tuks are pretty slow going uphill, and Joburg's renowned for fast drivers. But they have been getting used to them, and the Tuk Tuk drivers do their utmost to stay kind of to the left and allow normal traffic to flow. They're aware that their speed's a little bit slower than the norm.
Cowie's Tuk Tuks charge 25 rand, about $2, for a 2-mile trip, and about $6 to travel 7 miles. Johannesburg's minibus taxis are even cheaper. But unlike Tuk Tuks, they don't collect passengers on their doorsteps, so people often have to walk far to access them. Laura Mpofu says she uses Tuk Tuks because minibus taxis are dangerous.
The minibus taxi drivers, you know, they use shortcut routes. It's not safe because they don't follow the road rules. Sometimes if the report is red, they just go through, they don't care.
Traffic safety experts train Cowie's drivers, like Alan Bungie, to anticipate and avoid danger on the roads. Bungie's Tuk Tuk rattles over a bumpy stretch of tarmac. He jokes that so far he's hit only potholes with his vehicle. He says driving defensively is why he's never had an accident.
You don't only drive your car, you drive the car in front of you and the car behind you.
Unlike many Johannesburg motorists, Tuk Tuk drivers use their indicators when they're about to turn. Bungie's passenger, Emma Wutonga, says she uses Tuk Tuks because their drivers are respectful.
It is a good experience and the drivers are nice. It's a safe transport.
Bungie is reserved as a driver, but that doesn't mean he's averse to giving bigger and brasher road users a taste of their own medicine when they're careless. Cowie maintains Tuk Tuks are able to handle a bit of a bash, as he puts it, in the event of a collision.
We've had someone drive into us. Luckily, one of the drivers was on his own when it happened, and he was hit from the side. It kind of just tipped over. He didn't break any bones. He went to hospital just for a checkup and he was fine.
But the major threat to the ongoing survival of Tuk Tuks in Johannesburg is in the form of metered cabs. The cabbies are angry at the Tuk Tuk operators for severely undercutting their prices. Cowie says cabbies began assaulting his drivers soon after his company opened.
It was territorial fighting, police involvement. It's only calmed down because we've retreated slightly and we're not trying to take them on. We're trying to respect the territories. We understand what it's about.
But he acknowledges the policy of appeasement isn't working as well as expected. And cabbies continue to gang up against the Tuk Tuk drivers and to target Tuk Tuks.
They'll still intimidate them. They sometimes get as brazen as to pull the passenger out. Or sometimes they more gang up and they want to tip it over.
Bungie says metered taxi groups often threaten him and the other Tuk Tuk drivers.
They sometimes attack us. You cannot pass here, you cannot pick up here, you cannot drop here, you cannot stop here. they are the one regulating the laws on the road, because even in front of police, they don't care. On my side, I've been warned twice that I will be killed.
But as for now, the tuk-tuk engines continue to tick over in their unique way. With the indefatigable Bungie and his growing list of passengers helping to change the face of the metro's pressured transport system. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.